Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And part two today, we're going to speak with our good friend Aaron Hess from the South Oconee YMCA. We're able to do that thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services. A big thank you to all of them out there. Right now in studio, we have with us our great friend, Ben Eberlein, Community Engagement Director with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Ben, good to see you, man.
Fantastic to be here. Thank you.
Always appreciate the time. We always have a good time when we hang out. And I want to thank you not only for putting together a nice list for us and things to go over today, but all the added extra, like there is the job you have and then there's the above and beyond you do. And I've noticed it. I know other people in the community have. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, you know, what you put into this job, what you put into this, that it's a passion for you as much as it is something that you're paid for.
You're far too kind.
And it's not just me, man. It's a community saying this. I'd get in trouble if I didn't mention it. I got a lot of people out there that are fans of yours and appreciate the work and appreciate what the United Way does. The nonprofits in our area were very spoiled. We've got tons of great nonprofits in our area and every one of them stand out. And that's not, I think that we get normal to that, that gets normalized to us in not a bad way necessarily, but in this area, specifically in Rapids, I'll say here, I talk to people in Point. I talk to people in other towns and other areas, and it's not always the most common thing. What we have here is very unique and I applaud it. I appreciate it and want to make sure to note it whenever we have you guys in, especially when we're doing something like today where we're doing a recap. We're kind of highlighting some of 2024 and looking ahead to 2025 a little bit. And Ben, I think we start off with a great place, something that we were a big part of and we had a lot of fun with as well, the great book giveaway.
Yeah, I know it's one of your favorites, and, yes. And you're such a fantastic participant. We love having you. You've done amazing. If for people that don't aren't familiar with that, we have a lot of reading events. So we have 10 reading events that we did last year over the span of about a week, and we rely on volunteer readers to come out and read books to kids for about half an hour, and then they get to pick books to take home. So we love having you out. Thank you so much for doing that.
I honestly think that it's a mutual beneficial thing. I get as much from it as the kids do. I really do. I enjoy it a lot. And it's something too that as adults, we need more of. We need more reading to kids. I think every adult should read to kids at least sometimes in their lives. And I'm not saying you got to do it every day or every week even, but I think it's something to get good, you know, especially my kids are all older and everything like that, but I got a grandkid coming up. I got to get practice in. I got to get back to, you know, how does Goodnight Moon? I got to get the pace down to that and stuff. So it's a fun thing to be able to be a part of. And not for nothing, the stats that came out of this, Ben, were noteworthy.
Well, and that's exactly because what you mentioned is the whole core of the event itself. We had over 300 children attend, and we were able to give out 832 books last year at those 10 events. But the thing is, it's so important to read to kids and just expose them to that. But that can't happen if those kids and those families don't have books at home, right? And so by getting those, you know, over 800 books into hands of kids, take them home, leave them out. Yeah. You know, you can just look through them, read with your kids when you have time. It doesn't have to be every day, like you said. But right. when you have those books in the home and easily accessible, that's when you can do that kind of thing. And it just even just reading to your kids or having them follow along, look at the pictures, and you know they can see the words and familiarize with those letters and shapes and everything looks. I mean, the amount of brain activity that's happening just from easy little things like that is incredible. So
yeah, and a big thank you to the community and all the people that brought the kids down to be able to see the reading, but also people that donated books and where all those 832 books came from. A big thank you to the community for that. And just the way that people get behind this event. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll have our another book drive coming up in April. So children's books that are gently used or new. I mean, I know I'm fighting with my kids to get rid of some of their old books. Yeah, it's just amazing that they love them so much. But we want to pass those along to other kids in the community, too. So if anybody else is in a similar boat, get ahead on your spring cleaning and start putting those books together for our April book drive.
Yeah, keep that in mind, everybody. That is coming up right around the corner. We have the Summer Fun Fair, wanted to mention as well, Ben.
Yeah, that was fantastic. This year, we were able to get back to doing an in-person event. And basically, the goal of that is really just to increase awareness of fall, so many low or no cost summer programs for youth. So your youth aren't only, you know, sitting around playing Fortnite all summer, right?
Right.
You know, get engaged in some other activities, a lot of stuff that's outdoors, or, you know, just being able to engage with other youth, or, you know, safe adult mentors that can help, you know, enrich their lives, or teach them skills, and you know, give them something else to do during the summer. So
it's another one of those events that we look forward to coming up. Because it also means that it's warm up. It also
exactly.
One of the bigger events that you guys are a part of is the Stuff the Bus and Stuff the Desk event. This year's was needed more than ever. And we say that almost really the last couple of years we've been saying that because it just gets more and more intense, the need. But man, did the community step up, because we met that need, I believe.
Absolutely. It's incredible. The amount of support that we received for that event is it's always just mind blowing to me. But yeah, so we had 946 students receive school supplies. So like you said, that's, you know, matched the highest number that we've ever had. I mean, it's been a consistent level of need that we've had over the last couple of years, that we had about a 40% increase, I think, going into COVID, coming out of COVID, the last couple of years, basically, and, mm-hmm. and it's been steady there. So the amount of need that increase has been, it's been a lot, but the community's really stepped up to help us meet that need and to continue doing so going forward. So in a lot of that, not only is the donation of school supplies, which is huge, because I think we all know how expensive yeah. school supplies are. When you're providing those to almost 1,000 students, it adds up. But the other huge part of that was the hundreds of we had over 100 volunteers help between the stuff, the bus where we collect the donations. We don't just throw them all in a giant pile, yeah, right? We got to organize those and make sure that we're getting the right stuff to the right kids. So there's a lot of you know, tedious stuff that we couldn't do without that many volunteers.
Yeah, 100 plus volunteers. That just got a great community out there, and appreciate everybody coming together for that one. We'll probably need you again for next year, so keep that in mind, everybody, when it comes to this Finance and Investment Challenge Bowl. This was one that I don't know that we really highlighted enough. I love this event. I love the idea of this, Ben.
Yeah, and I think it's so great that to me, and if anybody listening has ever been a part of this, or if you've got a high school kid and you know how dry and boring finance yeah, and yeah. economics and that kind of stuff is to a student, the Finance Investment Challenge Bowl is so much fun, because it's a way that we've seen these kids get so engaged, and they get real competitive. So it's really fun to see them really get passionate about learning some of this material, so they can compete against other students using their knowledge of personal finance and economics. They want to win. They want to do well. And we have a lot of prizes that our partners have been able to, you know, help fund the event, that we can use that to help get the students really excited about learning that kind of material.
You're going to hear more of this, but you probably already noticed, especially if you're new to the area or new to the United Way of South Windham's counties, they reach out to the community to find out what those community needs are and try to hit on all of these different factors, the different subjects. And we're doing that already. And we're not even, you know, through the list. We've already hit on so many different topics that the United Way is impacting. Another big one, and that I champion all the time, I talk about it, and I'll be using it again in just a couple of weeks, the My Free Taxes one. There's been some great stuff that has come from this partnership as well, Ben.
Yeah, I'm really glad we were talking about that, because it is the exact time of year where we want to be getting the word out, because there's so many people that probably don't even know that they can file their taxes for free by using My Free Taxes. So we're coming up on tax time. So if, you know, that's something that you're curious about, please reach out to 211. So just got to dial 211 on your phone, and you'll get connected to our local 211 contact center, and they can set you up with one of those appointments.
There are so many great tax specialists out there. There are people who are paid a lot of money to help you get every penny you can, and all of that. And I have nothing against anybody in those industries, and encourage you know, anybody who needs those services to certainly go to them. But there are a lot of people, I'll be honest, like me in this wheelhouse, where that hits hard when you have to pay for you know, paying somebody to do your taxes or something. I also have a father who was insane about math, and any opportunity to do my own taxes, he wanted me to do. He's been on me about this since I was 18. Jimmy, why are you paying somebody to to do that. I'll do it. Or why don't you do it? Or anything like that. And I never even would have thought 2 seconds about it until Terry brought up my free taxes. And I would say for the past 5 years, I think as long as her and I have known each other and we've been doing this show together, doing the shows together and stuff, so 5-6 years I've been doing this. And it has never done me wrong. It has been so effortless. And I didn't think about this part until last year when I was doing it. The confidence and how good it feels to do your own taxes and to know that your bases are covered. You've done this right. The IRS is not going to come knocking on your door. These kind of things. Like, it feels really good. I didn't expect that part of it. I was just doing it because you got to do it. You know, I didn't know that I'd feel good about it and that it would feel good to be able to do my own. Again, if you need to go to a tax specialist, more power to you. That's important. But if you are in the category, in that gray area where so many of us are nowadays and more are getting, where it costs a good chunk to do your taxes and you want to just get them done right, this does it. My Free Taxes is a great resource. Single care prescription drug discount programs have been vital to what the work over the past year as well, Ben.
Yeah, and it's something that I think most people could probably benefit from. That I'm always trying to get the word out about single care because most people have prescriptions these days. And let's be honest, it's another thing that continues to get more expensive. Healthcare is a huge challenge these days, and coverage isn't always what it used to be. So single care is a prescription drug discount program. So I would urge anybody to check out our website and you can, log in or not even log in. You can just search and see if any of your prescriptions, you might be able to save some money using single care. Last year, residents just in our community saved almost $50,000 just by using single care. And that's it doesn't crazy. Cost you anything to use. So by doing that, why not save some of that money, especially, between that, my free taxes, these kind of things that we're really trying to, all the work that our United Way does is focused around, and we've talked about Alice before, but mm-hmm. I'm just going to mention that here again too, is that making sure that, the households in our community who are, working, they're earning above the federal poverty level, but they're still not maybe quite making ends meet, or they're really just right on that bubble. It can make a huge impact. And these kind of programs is where we see a really big difference in helping families get by.
I think one thing you hit on the head great here too is it doesn't cost you anything to check.
Exactly.
If it can help you, it can help you. But if it can, boy, that's a good use of your time right there to save a couple bucks here and there. It all adds up. One of my favorite personal events that you guys do is the United Weekend event. And it's interesting because we've been talking behind the scenes here, talking a lot of Raptors baseball as we're building and getting ready for that this season. And they released their schedule and some of that. So we'll be talking about it more in Playmakers. But we're excited about United Weekend, as well as that being a partnership with the Raptors that goes on every year.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic partnership for sure. I saw they just posted that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are currently dialing in the date. So, mm-hmm. Excellent. Get everybody on the edge of their seat.
Nicely
stay
done.
Tuned for that, for what the United We Can date will be for this year. But yeah, that's such a fantastic mm-hmm. Event. Love doing that one. Again, thinking about warmer weather is always fun too.
Yeah.
That's a food drive, basically food and basic need items. But we partner with a lot of organizations and businesses in the community. And they, provide volunteers for that. They collect food and mm-hmm. basically need items. Then their team builds sculpture out of those items. And then they compete, obviously.
Yeah.
We got to add a little, get people fired up there. Mm-hmm. But it's a really good time. And we've been able to generate a lot of... leverage a lot of extra food for our local food programs too, which is really the core of the event there too.
And with this too, to any businesses out there, any nonprofits, 7 teams, 91 volunteers competed this year, collected over 6,347 pounds of food, helping 5 local food programs. All of that you could have your name or your brand attached to.
Exactly. Like,
this event certainly helps, most importantly, those in need for food in our area. But I mention this all the time, and I will continue to. If you are a business, if you are a nonprofit, any of the above out there, you can't buy PR like this. You got marketing specialists out there being paid thousands of dollars to tell you what I'm telling you right now for free. You cannot, there is no pay that you can pay or you can, to be a part of this that is going to be, oh, that's too much. No, you can't pay for good PR. And there are a few things that you can be attached to better and promote your business with better than the United We Can or any of the United Way events. It's really marketing 101. And so if you've been thinking about being a part of this or anything, I cannot encourage you enough to do this. Whatever you spend, you're going to get your money back, because you can, again, you cannot buy PR like this. It's a win-win, and you're putting into your community, you're showing the community that you're investing in the community. That's something that I feel like this area supports. You notice the businesses that have been around a long time, they put into this community. It's not a coincidence.
Well, if you're an employee and you want to maybe a day off work in June, and you love going to the Raptors, you want to get away to a free Raptors game too.
Well,
convince your boss, that you should be part of this event, and then you can also feel good that you're doing something for the community as well. So
be on the lookout for that date. We'll be sure to let you know when it happens. Senior Stock Box Program is another one of these ones we wanted to make sure to highlight and make sure people know about, Ben.
Yeah, it's another food program. So this one is limited, though. It is offered for seniors age 65 and older, who meet an income limit. But so that's a program where we're basically getting a month worth of pantry staples, basically a box full of food. It's like 25 to 30 pounds, kind of varies. But it's a big box of food that it's staples that get seniors through a month. And by having those shelf stable items that they can rely on, that are just regular pantry items they can use, if it's food share, the other money that they can buy fresh produce and meat and those kind of things, that they don't have to make decisions on what to buy, then they can get all the nutritional food that they need then. So
they've already got it. It's a great one. A lot of food, a lot of pounds of food raised for that one.
Yeah, over 22,000 pounds of food brought
that's
in.
Incredible.
So
I wanted to make sure, as we're getting a little bit closer to the end here, we got a couple of things we wanted to make sure to mention. One of them I'm going to tie together with looking back at last year's point in time count. Do want to let the audience know for this year's point in time count, gotten an email update from you guys recently that we are still looking for volunteers for this event.
Absolutely.
I want to remind everybody about that.
Yeah, that's coming up at the end of the month. So the 22nd of the month, it is an overnight event. So I always want to try and make sure everybody's aware of that. But any volunteers who are night owls, and you want to, looking for something to do to help the community, it happens twice a year. So we go out in January and July, we basically just canvass the community looking for anybody who might be unhoused, sleeping in their vehicle, or this is not the time of year that you want to be outdoors. Obviously, July weather might be better, but you still, it's still not an ideal situation for anybody. So that's our goal, is to go out, canvas community, find those individuals, see if we can help them, at least provide some resources. And it gives us kind of a barometer of what does homelessness look like in our community. So last year was amazing. We had over 30 volunteers help out between those two events, and it'd be amazing if we could have even more this year.
Yeah, and the next one is going to be on January 22nd, so keep that in mind. Everybody, you can find out more and be a part of it at uwswac.org. We're speaking with Ben from the United Way of Southwood and the Adams Counties. And Ben, to wrap up a little bit of our look at 2024, let's talk about Day of Caring and some of the stats of that, one of the bigger events in our community that everybody looks forward to.
Yeah, and probably fresh in everyone's minds. It just happened in October. So incredible. We had amazing turnout last year. We had 462 volunteers show up. We were able to rake 88 yards for our seniors and disabled neighbors, people that, they aren't able to do that kind of stuff themselves. And this is the sort of thing that you don't think about, but it really does help people stay in their homes, stay living independently longer. So huge impact on the community. Hopefully we can grow that number next year. I'd love to get 100 yards.
Yeah, that's the goal. I think that's a good goal too. And we appreciate everybody being a part of these things. And keep in mind, we have only scratched the surface of what the United Way does. We didn't even get into volunteer reception center or group impact projects. There are other things that are going on with our United Way and ways that you can be a part of things also. And there's something going on even right now this week, Ben. There's a thank you celebration happening.
Yeah, exactly. And just, make sure that people are aware that through the end of the month, you can still donate, and you get that to count toward our 2024 campaign. Yeah. We're just still wrapping that up. But donors are welcome to attend our thank you celebration this Wednesday. So that's at Bullseye Golf Club, 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday.
You know, we appreciate Bullseye hosting this. They do a great job of that, and appreciate you guys having an event like this. It's a great opportunity to share success of this community, like the United Way does. These are wins for all of us that we can all take in, and it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of. And certainly, when you mentioned the donating, that to me, I've said this for years. To me, this is an investment. You are making an investment, and one of the greater investments you can make. There's a lot of people that are going to tell you, buy this stock, buy that stock. There ain't a better stock to buy than your community. That's the greatest stock you can buy. And you are investing in that community when you are a part of things with the United Way, no matter what these events are or all of these events. But maybe there's one that means more to you than others. Okay, that's cool. Champion that event. Put your energy into that. It is some of the greatest use of your time and one of the better investments you are going to make, because every one of these events impact our future, impact our kids. Like, there's a tie into every one of these that affect kids. And I got to think that of all the divisiveness out there and everything, we could all agree kids deserve the support. Kids deserve these things. And you can make that impact just by being a part of that. And if anybody else has noticed this, I've only been here doing this about 6 years, but I've noticed our area being so much more improved because of these different events that we mentioned here throughout the United Way. This is an investment that you make your money back on. And I put my name on that. This is an investment that you make and you see the results from. You feel the results from in your community. And you see it in all kinds of things, whether it is your tax dollars that paying less or it is events going on in the community. I cannot think of many better uses of your dollar and a better investment to make than with our United Way. And as Ben mentioned, you got until the end of January to be a part of the 2024 campaign?
Yep, you nailed it. Yep.
Excellent.
And you said earlier, one of the things I completely agree with is how many amazing nonprofits and charity and other programs and mm-hmm. things that exist in this community. And it can be really hard to decide. But one thing that I stand by that when you donate to United Way, that those dollars are going to not just one program. They're going to 30 different programs, plus all the initiatives and events and things that we already covered today. But yeah. There's 30 programs that we partner with that we help support, and that that goes so much further than just the face value of a dollar, right?
Yeah, you really get the term bang for your buck. You truly do with this. And it all stays in the community too. And you can be specific about whether you want that in Wood or Adams County. You have a lot of ways to impact your community with the United Way. Ben, if people have follow-up questions, want to reach you personally, how can they do that?
Yeah, please stop by, visit our United Way office at 351 Oak Street. Just shoot me an email at ben@uwswac.org. Or you can visit our website. You mentioned uwswac.org. And you can always pick up the phone and reach me at 715-421-0390.
Encourage you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing over there. Ben, say hi to the team over there for us. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.